Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, our topic is how to get a government to start as a government contractor. I'm sorry, someone just handed me something. How to get started as a government contractor is very simple. First thing, if you go through our early episodes this year, you hear how to set yourself up as a company. Once you set yourself as a company, then you can set yourself as a contractor. And what you will need to do is go to, once you have your employer identification number and all that information, you go to Dun & Bradstreet and you apply for a Dun & Bradstreet number for as a federal contractor. So you will get that within one day. They're obligated to get it timely because the government has an agreement with them to get people who apply as a government contractor who has slightly different numbers, quicker numbers, because they're trying to close a particular contract and they can't bill on the contract unless they're listed in Dun & Bradstreet. So once you get your Dun & Bradstreet number, and then you put that number in CCR.org, is the government contractors system, CCR.gov. My mind just going blank today. So you go and register under CCR.gov. It's called Central Contractors Registration. You start a new registration. It takes usually a couple of days before they actually set your account up to their system. So if you go for a holiday, you're going to have to wait for a few days after the holiday. So it takes them a little time to set it up, usually about 2 or 3 days. As much as a week. So anyway, once you get that, then you'll be able to bid on contracts and you will be listed in the federal government network. Also, if you want to look for opportunities, go to Federal Bids Ops or FBO.gov, and there's opportunities there. But here's some information on how to become a contractor. Becoming a contractor or subcontractor for the U.S. government can bring a lucrative ongoing revenue to your business. But doing business with the government is very often the typical, different than very typical business, business-to-business selling. Sales cycles are much slower. There's a process that must be followed, and you must face stiff competition from large companies with more experience. In fact, the process can seem overwhelming, especially if you haven't started. And you need to be prepared to spend a lot of time and effort before you start bringing in large contracts. So, how do you get from your foot into the door? Your foot into the door. Start bringing in money now and cut down on cut down the learning curve. I'm trying to think of the words. Okay, so start by selling locally. Municipal agencies in your cities, towns, governments such as water, sewer commissions, parking bureaus, board of education, ports, all of those you can sell and probably quicker, but I can't really discount that because you can sell if you get in with the right buy-in agency at the right buy-in agency time, you will be able to procure some things pretty quickly with them. And if you listen to other episodes, we go through the steps of how they actually buy. So anything is under $3,000, they can buy on the spot. Under $20,000, they can buy on the spot. Okay, so what is your ideal client? Make a list of your local agency, which one might be of interest to you in your product and service. Target the top three agencies that you think that most likely would need your products or services. Don't try to be all things to all people. Number two, find out what your needs are. Let me go back to ideal client. You got to specialize in a particular field. if you specialize into it, you know the ins and out of that, and you maybe say, hey, I'm a specialist in HP products. I'm a specialist in service. I'm a specialist in this. Okay, of course, if you're going to be a specialist in service, me and servers, you know you're going to you need to have Exchange and all the other services that are going to be offered with it, networking, Windows and things like that. So, but it's still specific for that particular genre. Okay, find out what the agency needs. You know, you can call them and they'll give you what the forecast and give you the website. They can give you agency forecasts on it. You can go to the Oscar Bue website, Office of Small Business Development. They can help you lead you in a direction as well. Call Oscar Bue, osdbue.gov. Yeah, I was right. osdbue.gov. And those kind of inner agencies that you can look at their website, osdbu.gov, and they have a conference every year. They just had one a few months ago. They have it in April every year. But you look at their list, and they list all the small business, small development agencies, and you can contact that small development officer for disadvantaged, small or disadvantaged businesses. And go to their website, and they will give you the agency contact for that. Also, you can go to each agency website, and they'll have a small and disadvantaged business officer on that as well, who can lead you away. Okay, let's go back to finding out what you need to see. Find out who's responsible for creating the request or proposal, which is the RFPs for the agency. Who's in charge of purchasing? How they prefer to be contacted, get as much information as you can as well. And also, you want to determine the price. Remember, the local agencies are usually required to give three bids and take the lowest one. Sometimes they do the best value, so you might want to say, how do you ask them exactly is the lowest bid or the best value? They have that judgment call, and they'll tell you it's going to be the lowest bid. If it's a pencil, lowest bid, because we get pencils night and day. Before you lowball yourself and losing money on the deal, carefully look at the aspects of the bid. Make sure that you can live with the bid terms, okay? Also, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, create a marketing strategy. Figure out who, what, when, and how. Set up face-to-face meetings when possible. Bring information such as brochures, catalogs with you. Because the government agencies based mostly on their purchase decision on short-term expenditures, not long-term value. The next one is make contact. Make an initial contact, and you just want to practice calling them. Ask them what they want to see. How can you help? Say, I'm new. Can you help me out? Who do I need to talk to? Those type of things, you know, get you a long way. Just be real and honest with them. Okay? If you knew, you knew. So just say, give me a chance. Tell me what I need to do to earn your business. Okay? The next one, first meeting. Your objective here is to listen to what they have to say. They'll tell you exactly what they need because they want you to make their job easier. So what does he or she most immediate problems are, pressing needs? Now, do the research for them and try to help them out to get the job done. You want to follow up at the meeting. Put an action plan together and say, hey, this is what I can do. Now, you can say, Dear Ted, thanks for meeting with me last Friday. After we talked, I started thinking about what you said, blah, 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 about, and I came up with blah, blah, blah. Now, don't forget to give you your best ideas. The next one, you want to network. Don't stop. Who else do you know can help champion your cause? Network. Go to SCORE, go to the Small Development Business Office, go to the Chamber of Commerce, network, and always be professional. Okay? That's my advice. Go through your selling to the government. I mean, they have state agencies and local agencies, but hang out with the Small Business Office. SCORE can guide you. Small Development agencies can help you as well. Business Development Agency is going to help you. Also, check out the 8A program. The program assists socially and economically disadvantaged business owners to sell products and goods and services to the federal government. The applicant must be 50% owner and manager of the existing business. Small business disadvantaged business must be certified by the SBA, eligible for the preference under the new federal procurement regulations. Hub Zone, empowering contracting programs, historic. This means you're in a economically depressed zone, but believe it or not, downtown of every city is economic depressed zone because it's mostly business. Okay? So anyway, those kind of some guides. Let's see what else my notes here has to say. Hub Zone, state agencies, they have check your state agency, check your local agencies, check the minority supplier council in your area. There's about 40 throughout the country. They would be a good help, but, you know, you have to pay for their membership and their certification. So, anyway, Hub Empowering Contracts. I'm going to put Hub Zones on another show. Everybody, thank you for listening. This has been Tim Jacquet. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Core Business Show. This show was talking about how to get started as a federal contractor. You can look at our website, look at our past episodes. We actually break it down a little bit more on specific goals, specific industries. We have shows on the SBA. We have shows from the Oscar Bill's office, how to buy and sell contracts, how to sell to the government agencies. Everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great day. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.